Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is staying in the World Health Organization. Shortly after taking the oath of office, President Joe Biden signed a letter retracting former President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the World Health Organization, or WHO. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke by phone with World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus to discuss a decision by the United States to reverse its withdrawal from the WHO, fulfill its financial obligations, and work as a constructive partner to strengthen and reform the WHO. Vice President Harris emphasized that she and President Biden believe the WHO is vital to controlling COVID-19 and building up better global health and pandemic preparedness. Dr. Anthony Fauci was named the new head of the United States delegation to the 148th Executive Board meeting of the WHO. During remarks at the WHO Executive Board meeting, Dr. Fauci said, "I join my fellow representatives in thanking the World Health Organization for its role in leading the global public health response to this pandemic. The Biden administration also intends to be fully engaged in advancing global health, supporting global health security and the global health security agenda, and building a healthier future for all people," he said. Dr. Fauci announced the Biden administration's plans to join COVAX and support the ACT Accelerator to advance multilateral efforts for COVID-19 vaccine, therapeutic, and diagnostic distribution and development around the world. COVAX's aim is to accelerate the development and manufacture of COVID-19 vaccines and to guarantee fair and equitable access for every country in the world. "This is a good day for WHO and a good day for global health," WHO Director General Ghebreyesus said. In a tweet, he added, "WHO is a family of nations, and we are all glad that the United States is staying in the family."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.